This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Good afternoon. Simon Plosker, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Simon, breaking the silence. Let me just tell you that Simon Plosker is editor-in-chief at Honest Reporting. You can go and check out their site. It's honestreporting.com. Can we just talk about who Breaking the Silence are and then what they did?
We certainly can. So Breaking the Silence is an Israeli non-governmental organization, and it collects mostly anonymous testimonies of Israeli soldiers regarding alleged and most often unsubstantiated incidents, misdemeanors, what they would sometimes call war crimes. And I have no problem with an organization that tries to maintain the high standards of the Israeli army. And, you know, that's a good thing, except that this is not an organization that tries to appeal to Israelis, because ultimately these are Israeli soldiers. It's an Israeli army run by the Israeli state. And therefore, it is Israelis who are responsible for making sure that our kids who go in the army behave properly and to high standards. But instead, this organization is politicized because it openly states that its aim is to bring about an end to what it calls the occupation. Now, I'm not going to go into the politics of Israel's control over the disputed territories, but this is a political issue, not to do with the IDF's behavior. And they managed to get their money by getting donations from European countries, other non-governmental organizations, and they go around the world basically denigrating and slurring and slandering the IDF. And what we're going to talk about now is pretty much what they've gone and done in an Israeli, in an Irish media outlet.
Okay, just why do they do that? Where is it coming from?
Do we know who funds these NGOs? Yeah, they believe that the only way to get their political aims is to bring about external pressure on Israel. So that means causing Israel's image to be damaged in the eyes of the Western publics. So in order to move politicians in the West and other places to start putting pressure on Israel. And in fact, I believe just in the last day, they've opened a photographic exhibition.
Yes, in the UN.
I think it was in the European Union. So, you know, they're traveling the world, trying to make Israeli soldiers look extremely bad.
Simon, do they have any links to the BDSM movement?
The BDS, yes, they do, actually. There is certainly an amount of cooperation going on there. I know that some of the people involved in BDS movement are also involved with Breaking the Silence.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about what they did.
Okay. So there's their spokesman is a guy by the name of Dean Issacharoff. And he has a bit of a reputation in Israel because he made a claim, I think it was a couple of years ago now, that he had actually beaten up a Palestinian during his army service. And it ended up being investigated, and it turned out that in fact there was a lot of misinformation going around.
Right.
And it turned out that the guy, the Palestinian that they actually they found, said, no, actually, he didn't beat me up. They were actually perfectly fine. Now, it may very well be that there were a lot of arguments going on about whether this was the correct Palestinian or not, but ultimately, Dean Issacharoff's testimony was deemed to be highly non-credible. Now, he's put out an opinion piece about his army service in an Irish media outlet called The Journal. And, I mean, just to give you an idea of what it is, the tweet that was put out gave a quote from the article, and it said, "At first, I hated shooting school children with rubber-coated bullets. But after a few months in Hebron, we would high-five each other every time we hit one of them." So, you know, now we've got the image of Israeli soldiers shooting
children,
Palestinian kids,
yeah,
right? Kids for fun. Now, you know, I didn't serve a huge amount of time in the IDF, and I Thankfully, I only got to spend a week doing guard duty outside a certain place. But believe me, when I had an M16, like most normal Israeli adults, teenagers, whoever, you know, if you see a child, you don't want to shoot them. And because we are ultimately moral human beings. And, you know, when I read Dean Sakharov saying that the sad truth is that soldiers want to hit the target regardless of who it is or how old they are, that is an appalling slur. It's meant to dehumanize Israelis in military service by suggesting that our soldiers aren't bothered about targeting women, children, or any other non-combatants.
What I think it also does is it shows anyone who would high-five anyone else after shooting a child is a vile human being and should be imprisoned. I don't care what army you're from. Surely.
Absolutely. And, you know, and even he claims he went into Gaza and he says that we were told that we should shoot to kill anyone over the age of 15, whether they were armed or not. That's nonsense. I mean, that is essentially saying that they were permitted to go out and carry out war crimes because there are rules of engagement in the IDF. And it doesn't matter whether you've been told that the area has been cleared of civilians. If you see, you know, an unarmed kid, you know, you don't just open fire on anything that moves. You simply don't do it. And I think that that's a, you know, it's a terrible, terrible accusation to make against our soldiers that this is the sort of thing that they would do. Yes, granted, there are soldiers in the IDF who misbehave. It happens. It happens in any army. And we're a citizen's army, which means that we take everyone here. Almost everyone gets to serve. But ultimately, IDF rules of engagement and our code of ethics are strong. And all that Dean Sakharov is doing is putting this into an Irish media outlet specifically to denigrate us.
Unbelievable. Simon Plaska, that is where we leave it. And we look forward to speaking to you next week about better things. I don't know. Is it your job spec to talk about better things?
Not really. Well, we're in the middle of an election campaign, so I suppose it depends on your politics, doesn't it?
I suppose it does. Thank you so much for your time, Simon. God bless.
Thank you.